Incidentally, I didn't know what the... I suppose the networks both carried our No More Draftee thing, didn't they?
Oh, yes, yes.
That was well handled, I presume?
Yes, Mudd, Roger Mudd on CBS said it was a little bit confused, but no, it was good. Ziegler had some very tough questioning on the, you know, what about the Naval and Air Force personnel, and what about
sure.
Thailand? But
entirely different thing.
That's right. But no, it ran very well, and David Brinkley, of all things, gave his whole commentary over to supporting your May 8th peace offer, saying that that this is the best thing that the North Vietnamese can expect, and it's the North Vietnamese who are preventing peace. And
our little boys get so concerned when they raise the question about air and naval forces in Thailand and the rest. That's just bullshit. Don't worry about it.
That's right.
I mean, nobody cares.
Nope.
I mean, all they care about are the ground boys.
Well, no. That's true, Mr. President. And the more important than the 10,000 people, as I told you, is the, in my opinion, is the no draftees, because that depersonalizes it. And as soon as people, mothers know that their kids don't have to go off and go to Vietnam and be shot at, and kids know that, then if there are 39,000 or they're 50,000 or 60,000, if they want to be there, that's their business. I mean, that really changes the character of it very significantly, and that did play last night very well. I think if you'll have an opportunity to...
Tell, incidentally, just so it'll save me a call, or get Haig or somebody to... They suppose the question is how many draftees are in the Air Force and the Naval Forces, you know, that are serving out there. What about that? Get my point?
Yes, sir. We'll get you the answer to that and get it up to Buchanan.
No, just leave it there in Washington. I'm going to be back at 2:30.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll have it here for you then.
That's just a very brief answer there.
In the Navy and the Air Force, right?
Yeah.
That's a good...
I think I know the answer, but I think it might be a question somebody might ask.
I think it... I'll check it. I think I know the answer also, but
yeah.
You probably won't find there any, but we'll have that one for you. I had a very...
Yeah, your visitor, yeah.
Visitor last night. I got a call from Bill Paley at 5 o'clock, and he said he was in town for a dinner meeting with Joe Alsop, and could he come by and see me? He had something very anxious to talk to me about. I told him I was busy, and he said, well, he'd stay overnight. So then I figured, I'll make it easier for him. I'll see him. He came in with a jackass idea about press conferences. He said, I just wanted to be sure to get this idea to the president. Maybe they could have submit written questions in advance so he can think them through better. And,
oh, shit. I don't care about that.
No. But that was only a pretext to come into the office. And then he said to me, I'd like you to get a... after he got over that, which was the first 5 minutes and was just bull. I mean, that was just his excuse for coming in. He said, you know, the president has done a marvelous job, Chuck. He said, I am tremendously impressed with him.
I suppose from our standpoint, that was certainly unfortunate to have New Jersey get screwed up. I mean, of course, Republicans are, it's a Republican attorney general in the state and a Republican U.S. attorney that are prosecuting them. But Jesus Christ, I don't know what the hell's...
It sure didn't sound to me like they had a much of a case on this fellow, but they must have more than appeared in the newspapers. It's a damn shame as far as Cahill's concerned.
Well, as far as concerned.
Because he's our man. Cahill is our man up there, so it
rubs off. But, of course, it's coming. Let's see, this is 4 months before. I don't know.
Well, that could continue to be could stew around a bit, but that's not...
Cahill's just got to be above it and say, we're not going to allow any of this hanky-panky or whatever the hell it was.
Well, he apparently stood up for his guy. He made a very strong statement saying that he didn't think his man had done anything wrong and thought he would be acquitted.
What was it, a contribution to the party, apparently?
Apparently, they tried to influence a paving contract to go to someone who had made a contribution to the Republican Party, but they didn't succeed. I mean, it wasn't even as if they...
Like a small ITT.
but
didn't get anything out of it.
No, I mean, it was just. Of course, the news stories may not be complete, but that's the way it reads, at least. And maybe that's.
I intend, incidentally, tonight to be very much above the battle. I'm not going to, you know, of course I'm going to avoid all political questions, and I'm just going to, not going to get dragged into any fight with the press about why I don't have news conferences. I'm just going to do it in gentleness, say, well, I know you have your views, I have mine. What really counts is whether I do a good job, not how many press conferences I have, and the people can decide in November. Don't you think that's the best way to do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would. The most important thing you can do tonight, Mr. President, because I think you'll have a large audience, not having had one for a while, and I think the most important thing to do is to brush off just as casually and nicely but quickly is get rid of in a hurry any question that doesn't help you make a point you want to make tonight. And,
if you can, yeah.
A discussion.
We'll be pressed on things like Lavelle, even though I've already answered it, and bombing and so forth, but I've got some pretty good answers on that.
Oh, I'm sure you do, and I...
People want this, want North Vietnam bombed as long as they have our prisoners.
That's right. I think, I have no question about that, and I think that's the kind of thing that you can say, well, we've made the most forthcoming peace proposal, we're going to get our prisoners back, by God. But I think any questions about press conferences, people don't give a damn about that outside of this city.
I know, and I'm not worried about it. After all, this is two weeks... What do they got to complain about?
That's right.
Okay, Chuck. I'm off to California tomorrow. I hope that they get through that.
Well, I hope they get. I hope the damn Congress doesn't hold you up, Mr. President.
Well, they won't. I don't think they'll hold past Saturday, do you?
No, I don't.
I can't see those guys staying here till the following Friday, because that's what. If they don't get out of here Saturday, you know, they got the 4th of July weekend.
That's right.
They won't be in then.
Nope.
And will they?
Nope, I don't think so. No, I'm sure not. You know what happens up there. I listened to Clark this morning talk about, well, we can't get this through and we can't get that through. You know, when they get that fever of wanting to get out of there, that runs through that place and they can't get a quorum in the House. That's what will happen tomorrow afternoon. So my own feeling is that they'll fold up. I don't see them hanging in there. I think Saturday's
there. We can't fold without the debt limit, unfortunately, can we?
That's right. Well, they'll have to act on it, and it may force their hand.
Let's hope so, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.